Delighted that Philippa is preaching for us this morning, so I'm going to pray for her. Heavenly Father, as we continue to look at your word and ask what it means to be healed, we ask that you bless Philippa as she speaks, give her your peace, and let her know that you will use her words for your purposes. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, today we're focusing mostly on John chapter 9, verses 1 to 11, which Joe read. Oh, no, Cecile read, so in a lovely way, yes. Right, in verse 1, as Jesus and his disciples went along, they all saw a man who'd been blind since birth. The disciples said, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Is "who sinned" the most important thing about the man's situation? No. He's sitting in the dirt in abject poverty. And why are the disciples talking about the man as if he is an object, and not speaking to him? This passage raises some sensitive and controversial issues. I'm not a medic. I don't have personal experience of disability or being differently able. And I am not an expert in family dynamics and what effect families can have on physical and mental well-being before and after birth. However, I am going to try my best to deal with these issues in a careful and respectful manner. Regarding medical problems and healing, I had a close relative who, through a genetic condition made worse by a nasty fall, was unable to walk by his late teens. However, through excellent medical care, he was able to walk short distances, drive, work, and live a fairly normal life for the next 30 years. He regarded the improvement in his medical condition as due to both the medical intervention of the doctors and the mercy of God, and used to quite often quote from Isaiah chapter 40, "Even young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Regarding physical healing of visible medical conditions through prayer in the name of Jesus, miraculous healings of people such as the man born blind are a bit like dramatized parables. They support the accuracy of the word of the person who performed them, and they provide a picture of how the person is affected in the spiritual realm. For example, the man born blind not only was enabled to physically discern light, but also became enlightened spiritually. I believe that such healings did not cease after the time of the apostles, though I have not personally witnessed any dramatic healings. One example of a dramatic healing which I heard about is this. Some years ago, now, I was introduced to an Afghan man who was assisting some city missioners. The man's testimony was that he'd lost his sight in a bomb blast and been taken to hospital in Afghanistan. There, alone in the dark, one night, he believed that he'd had a vision of Jesus, who had also at the same time restored his sight. At that point, the man had become a Christian believer and also began to invite other people to follow Christ. This was long, long before the current asylum crisis and government policies that incentivize failed asylum seekers to be baptized as Christians to improve their chances of gaining refugee status. Anyone could clearly see the Afghan's face was heavily scarred with blast wounds, especially around his eyes, but his eyes were clear and his sight fine. Another example was a speaker at the Keswick Convention who is involved in missionary work in an African country. While I was there, she spoke passionately about the miraculous signs that were accompanying their team evangelism and church planting. To the best of my knowledge, she was a person of integrity. If she was exaggerating, then she will have to answer to God for that. Some people suggest that miracles of healing should be expected in places where the Word of God and His servant need to be authenticated and illustrated, for example, in areas of new evangelism. And I must say that though many of us have not moved house, we are now neighbours to thousands of people who have moved country or continent, and as we share the gospel locally, miracles should not be unexpected. Last Sunday, Simon Slater said something along the lines of, "Keep praying because you never know what God will do. Keep praying because you never know what God will do." Anyway, to return to the rather hard-hearted comment made by the disciples that the man's blindness must have been due to either his or his parents' sin, Jesus firmly pushed this idea aside and dealt compassionately with the man born blind. Jesus introduces himself to the man who cannot see Jesus or anything else and who has no idea who Jesus is. He said, "I am the light of the world." Light gets rid of darkness, helps us to see, to find the way ahead. It's good for health, disinfects, help us to feel more positive, can help to lift depression. It energizes, gives a sense of security and comfort, and gets rid of fear. Even though they hadn't met before, Jesus inspired the man with enough confidence to allow him to anoint the man's blind eyes with a type of mud pack. When Jesus told him to go and wash it off in the pool of Siloam, the man did so with no argument and came home seeing. Good news for us is Jesus' compassion that hasn't changed or ceased. Today, you can receive his compassion during the rest of the service, through the prayers and worship songs, or through people praying with you after the service. Of course, God is love and loves everyone. As Matthew's gospel says, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. In the prayer ministry team and the prayer meeting, we see God's compassion through answers to prayer. Last week, Micah spoke publicly about an answer to personal prayer. This week, I experienced barriers to preparing for this sermon, which I saw as spiritual opposition. When I asked friends for prayer, the difficulty ceased. Continuing on the theme of compassion, as followers of Jesus, let's seek to be compassionate as he is. If you've thought about helping with Anna Chaplaincy, see Debbie Gerling next time she's here. Pray for Debbie Ducille on her current 3-day sponsored walk. Prayerfully consider sponsoring her. If you've thought about helping with children's work, but you've not done anything about it yet, speak to Rebecca Slater or someone connected with Seedlings today. If you have paid work, pray this morning that in particular this week at work, God will remind you of ways to bless your colleagues and other people you come across during work time. I'll just add a little bit more about Jesus' disciples. Yes, their comment to Jesus about the man was incredibly insensitive, even demeaning. However, they were travelling with him, following Jesus, discussing things with him, and hopefully listening to him and learning from him. Because Jesus nowadays is with us by the power and presence of his Holy Spirit, we also can follow him, discuss things with him in prayer, listen to him through his word, and through other people, such as in the home groups, which are restarting this month and meeting once a week. So consider if God is prompting you to join one of the home groups, to encourage yourself and others in following Jesus. Quite often, when I'm shopping in the supermarket, someone will come up to me and say, "Hello, miss, do you remember me?" Sometimes I do remember my ex-students, but unfortunately, sometimes I find it hard to recognise them. As you heard in today's New Testament reading, recognition was one of the issues surrounding the man who was born blind. After Jesus had healed the man went home. His neighbours were confused. He looked familiar but was no longer blind. Some of the neighbours did recognise him, but others didn't and said, "No, he only looks like him." It must have been extremely frustrating for the man to have to argue that he actually was himself. He said to the neighbours, "I am the man," and explained how Jesus had healed him. If you read further on in chapter 9, you'll find the Jewish leaders really struggle to recognise who Jesus was, even though the long-promised Messiah would be someone who opened eyes that were blind. Yes, Jesus had carried out a miraculous healing. But they were puzzled. Was he really sent from God? The leaders argued amongst themselves, twice interviewed the man who'd been healed, and even interviewed the man's parents. They just couldn't decide. When the man born blind first met Jesus, the man only heard the voice of Jesus. He didn't get to see Jesus' face because after he'd been to wash his eyes in the pool of Siloam, he immediately went home. So, later on, when the man met Jesus face to face and Jesus said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man said, "Who is he, sir? Tell me that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking to you." The man said, "Lord, I believe," and worshipped him. Just to recap, though many of us have not moved house, we are now neighbours to thousands of people who have moved country or continent. And as we share the gospel locally, miracles should not be unexpected. Keep praying. You never know what God will do. Good news for us is that Jesus' compassion hasn't ceased or changed. Today we can receive his compassion during the rest of the service through prayers and worship songs, or through people praying with each other after the service. As followers of Jesus, let's look for opportunities this week to be compassionate as he is. Jesus nowadays is with us by the power of his Spirit. Like his first disciples, we also can follow him, discuss things with him in prayer, listen to him through his word and through other people. Perhaps you might find a home group that could help you with this journey. Or a different group, as Alex was talking about. Finally, yes, the man who was born blind was physically healed by Jesus, but most importantly of all, spiritually healed. He was deeply affected by Jesus, light of the world. He met Jesus face to face, who said to him, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." The man said, "Lord, I believe," and worshipped Jesus. Let us, with the man, allow the light of the world to shine into every corner of our lives and say, "Lord, I believe," and worship Jesus.